morning, everybody. I'd like to go ahead and call Senate Finance Committee to order. The time is 2 minutes after 9 a.m., February 19th, 2012. With me today is my co-chair, Senator Hoffman, Senator Ellis, Senator Olson, Senator Egan, and Senator McGuire. We have two bills on the agenda today. Senate Bill 158, Real Estate License Sales Licenses, and Senate Bill 171, Increased Base Student Allocation. First up will be Senate Bill 158 by Senator Egan regarding the real estate sales licenses. This is the second hearing on this bill. We heard it for the first time the 6th of February. The intent today is to bring the bill back for further review and look to the will of the committee. Senator Egan, can you give us a brief explanation of this bill for the public at home watching that missed the first hearing?
Great. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Senate Bill 158 again aims to address several weaknesses in current real estate law pertaining to real estate brokers. The bill will allow the Real Estate Commission to appoint an overseer to temporarily manage a brokerage in the event a broker is unavailable to manage certain or for certain reasons, including a traumatic or medical event, having a license suspended, or upon an investigative finding that substantial evidence points to misappropriation of funds. This assures that trust accounts and other sensitive business affairs are handled responsibly. The bill would also allow a licensee to donate a portion of a commission to charity. It would allow a licensee to advertise that some of their commission would be donated to a charity. Right now they're prohibited from that, but they would be allowed to do this. If they handled a sale for a nonprofit, okay, as an example, they'd be allowed to donate a portion of their commission to charity. I urge your support of this measure, and my staff are...
Do we have any additional questions for the bill sponsor? Senator Olson.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. Senator Egan, is anybody opposing this?
We haven't had any opposition.
And why hasn't this been implemented in the past, if it's such a good bill?
Senator Olson, I don't know. I don't follow.
I think there's been a issue with one of the realtors in Southeast, the real estate offices in Southeast, which brought some of these issues to light when they had some problems with their trust account, and both the broker in charge was involved, so they had the issue of how to handle the office.
And this is the remedy for us?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, we have 1-0 fiscal note from the Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development. We've already previously had public testimony, so there will be no further public testimony. Okay, it's the will of the committee.
Senator Mr. Hoffman. Chairman, I move the Senate Finance Committee pass CS for Senate Bill 158, Labor and Commerce, out of committee to the next committee of referral with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note.
We have a motion to move the bill from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note. Do we have objection? Seeing none, we'll go ahead and move the bill from committee to the next committee of referral. Next up, Senate Bill 171 by the Senate Education Committee regarding an increase in the base student allocation. This is the second hearing on this bill. We've heard it for the first time the 8th of February. The intent today is to bring the bill back for further review and look to the committee. We have a restated fiscal note, which should correctly reflect the impacts to the state. We have two corrected fiscal notes, one from the Department of Education and Early Development, showing cumulative costs in the out years, one note from the Alaska Challenge Youth Academy for $190,900 increases in FY13, $389,400 in FY14, and $595,500 FY15, which is the amount that will continue into the out years. One note for the K-12 Foundation formula showing an increase of $30,613,300 in FY13, $62,451,100 in FY14, and $95,513,400 in FY15, which is the amount that will continue into the future. We previously had public testimony on this. We'll go to Senator Thomas for a brief explanation of this bill so the people at home could follow.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As we know from yesterday's meeting, this is a raise in the base student allocation of $125, $130, and $35 over the next three fiscal years, and the fiscal note lays that out quite well. And I appreciate you bringing this bill back up in a timely manner. Bill, along with others that have come before this committee, allows districts to have more stability in financial planning. The bipartisan majority started forward funding education a few years back, and last year we gave the district additional energy funding through SB 97 to provide consistent energy relief for schools and districts. We also provided an increase in vocational funding for high school students. SB 171, as I said, raises the base student allocation. You're familiar with the fiscal note, and I believe the testimony yesterday was extremely well done. The parents, business people, as well as some school officials that documented and indicated what their concerns and issues were, I think were greatly appreciated by the committee. So rather than try to go back through it, it is a relatively short bill, actually one page. So if there are any questions, I'd be more than willing to answer those.
Do we have any additional questions for a bill sponsor? Senator Olson.
Is the administration in favor of this?
I think the administration's opinion was expressed by the governor, and I think that would be an answer would be no, a fair answer would be no.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Senator McGuire.
Thank you. It's not a question through the chair. I just want to make a comment that I'm going to be voting for the bill and supporting it. I spoke with the principal this morning of Harborview Elementary and just wanted to get a perspective because I think Senator Hoffman brought up a good point yesterday that there weren't enough accolades for what this committee has done and this Senate working group has done in terms of forward funding education. And so I wanted to talk to him about pink slips. And what he explained to me is that it has made a difference. The work that the Senate has done has made a difference. But that in terms of forward planning, the opportunity to have three full years of knowledge of increments would really make a difference in high school in particular for some specialized areas to be able to assure faculty. So I think it's a good investment. I think the increments are reasonable, and I want to thank the co-chairman of the Education Committee.
Senator Hoffman, the role of the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the Senate Finance Committee pass out Senate Bill 171 to the next committee of referral with individual recommendations and accompanying fiscal notes.
We have a motion to move the bill from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes. Do we have objection? Seeing none, we'll move the bill from committee to the next committee of referral. That concludes the working schedule for today. Next meeting will be tomorrow, 10th of February, 9 a.m., for two presentations from the Alaska Railroad and the Deputy Commissioner of Aviation. So we'll be looking at potential impacts that the economy of Alaska may be facing due to either increasing freight moving or decreasing freight moving. And the comment that was made earlier this year to us that there appears to be some slight downward movement on the freight moving through the Anchorage Airport. So we'll be talking about that tomorrow to try to get an idea of what is in store over the next year or two for the Alaska economy so we could try to respond and get ahead of the curve. We are adjourned.